Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is Pastor Rusty Thomas with LifePoint Church. Galatians 2:1 says, "Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas." Paul said, "I took Titus along also, and I went in response to a revelation and met privately with those esteemed as leaders. I presented to them the gospel that I preached among the Gentiles, and I wanted to be sure I was not running and had not been running my race in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek. This matter arose because some false believers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, and to make us slaves. We did not give in to them for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. As for those who were held in high esteem, whatever they were makes no difference to me. God does not show favoritism. They added nothing to my message, and on the contrary, they recognized that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised. For God, who was at work in Peter as an apostle to the circumcised, was also at work in me as apostle to the Gentiles. James, Cephas, and John, those esteemed as pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship. Then they recognized the grace given to me, and they agreed that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcised. All they ask is that we should remember the poor, and that's the very thing we were eager to do." Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you. Bless these folks today. Keep them safe. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Gail Lamb. Did you know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, and that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life? This is a good news coming to you this Easter from Go the Distance.